Good evening. From the K-Love Radio Newsroom, this is Tom Clay with the 7 o'clock news. President Nixon has expressed deep concern over the weather forecast this weekend. His daughter, Tricia, plans to be there. The weather forecast says rain. The U.S. command in Saigon says that 38 Americans were killed, 92 wounded in combat last week. The number of dead was the highest in 3 weeks, but the overall casualty total of 130 dead and wounded was the second lowest this year. The South Vietnamese say they lost 476 men killed, 1,015 wounded during the week. But all is not lost. The Allies report 3,063 communists were killed. Washington, the House Monday rejected a Senate-passed proposal urging President Nixon to end the war within 9 months. Yuba City, the section of the Feather River famed for its lush beauty, took on a new meaning. A half-mile stretch of the Northern California riverbanks are marked with yawning graves. Other graves expected to be turned up in nearby orchards about 5 miles north of Yuba City. Farm labor contractor is being held for 23 murders. Neighbors of the 37-year-old farm labor contractor have expressed shock at charges he murdered 22 people. They say he was a quiet man who has caused no problems for his neighbors. New York, a gunman disguised as a photographer shot and fatally wounded Joseph A. Colombo Sr. Monday as the reputed organized crime leader.